for no tax.
It's a wrap, folks, in Vancouver. Yep, the Olympics are over, and the Americans, congratulations, 37 medals, most ever by any country. That's the biggest haul at a Winter Olympic game. But 9 gold, 15 silver, 13 bronze. Gold-wise, it wasn't the record, but the Canadians hold that honor, 14 gold for them. And they win the big hockey showdown between Team USA and Canada, 3-2 in overtime. But we'll give you some of the details as we get into our sports section a little bit later this hour. At the tail end of the hour, we'll dive into the Olympics and favorite events and how it went. And, of course, moving forward, what's up next? You're looking at 2014 for the next event, and it's in Russia. So closing ceremonies, it was pretty upbeat. Canadians were happy. The Americans looked happy. I think everybody was happy with how the finality of the games the last couple of days went. There were problems along the way, and ultimately Vancouver is left with some debt. But they cleaned it up pretty good, I think, with the finish on the ice and some of the other highlights that happened for the Canadians. The 14 golds, pretty big, a lot of bragging rights there. So it was a feel-good moment, certainly, the last 2 weeks. And many Americans obviously wanted to watch because the ratings were sky high. How about the ratings for that C-SPAN adventure with healthcare? And would there be some bipartisan cooperation coming out of Washington after the seven and a half hours, really, if you count everything in between, with the Democrats and the Republicans going head to head? And the answer is, of course not. I mean, really, we've been over this 1,000 times, the gigantic bills, both the Senate bills and the House bills, and ultimately what they lack and what the fear is, I think more than anything, is the cost, the unknowns. Okay, everybody agrees there should be health care reform, but at what cost? And the ridiculous, I believe, the ridiculous deals that were made to try to make this go through. But the real question is now, moving forward, that all aside, is will there be bipartisan cooperation, or will this get rammed through in reconciliation? Different takes emerged from that meeting. A lot of the Republicans felt like nothing different is happening here, and we got to start from scratch. We have to go off the blocks in a different direction. The president has said he's not willing to have that happen. That says to me they're going to go for reconciliation. But what will this ultimately do? One of the Sunday swirls, that's what I call the talking heads, whether it's CNN or Fox or ABC or NBC or CBS, it's politics, 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 of course, on Sunday. Nancy Pelosi was a guest on CNN, and she talked first about bipartisanship, and it was even possible. And she looked to the Republicans because they said that, they haven't been asked to be part of this, and she's saying that's simply not true.
And the Republicans placed their own bill on the floor here in the House, which insured $3 million. Our bill insures over $30 million. So we have a different value system here, but they have had plenty of opportunity to make their voices heard. And if they wanted to truly have bipartisanship, is a two-way street. But let me say this: the bill can be bipartisan, even though the votes might not be bipartisan, because they have made their imprint on this. As I say, we were all for public option. We're now going with the Republican idea and exchange. That's a very big.
But a lot of Democrats were against the public option.
Not a lot.
The Senate side.
Not a lot.
The insurance
companies.
The
insurance industry was against the public option. The insurance industry was public option. In any event, there is no public option on the table now.
All right, so no public option. You heard that. A big part of the tug of war between the two parties, certainly, but there's still a slew of other things to contend with in that as well. And Nancy Pelosi said, in moving forward, what about the Democrats and the seats? Because I think if they do the reconciliation, not even those that are necessarily in trouble, I think you'll see a lot of changes with those midterm elections. But Pelosi feels pretty confident that the Democrats won't lose the seats.
Well, the election isn't today. I expect, let me just say it this way. The Democrats will retain the majority in the House of Representatives. We have a huge, we have a, what, 54-55 vote majority. We had a swing in the last two elections of 110 seats. We will, I'm not yielding one grain of sand. We're fighting for every seat. But we are ready. And in the past, when there have been these swings, it's been when people have not been ready. We've won our elections. We've won our special elections. We just recently took a seat that had never been Democratic since it was created at the time of the Civil War. So Democrats are ready. We're confident about what we have done for the American people. We have to get out there. We've been working hard. Now we have to go out. We said we were going to do certain things. We did them. Now we have to go talk about what we have done. But it is, we inherited a terrible mess from the Bush administration and failed economic policies. And so we have, now that we are in charge, fully in charge, we have to create jobs. That's a four-letter word. We use it around here all the time. Jobs, 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 jobs.
Okay, so she moves on to the jobs scenario, and we know what was passed last week in the Senate, so we'll see ultimately where all of that ends up. You know, the problem with the stimulus, if we go back to the stimulus, and I will get off of it, but is that the fact that those jobs could have been created, and some have been created, but why couldn't it have been a little bit more front-loaded? I think that would have helped, and then we wouldn't have all this problem with spending yet more money and creating those jobs. Ultimately, what happens with that deficit? So on the health care situation, though, the White House is just saying, look, it's a simple vote, up or down, that's it, period. And Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House you just heard, is appealing to all those House Democrats to get behind the president's priority of getting this pushed through, even if it threatens their political careers. So you heard her there talking about how she felt the Democrats were strong, but that couldn't be more untrue. There is definitely a rumble across the nation of frustration, and it could cost some people some seats, especially if the nuclear option goes through, or reconciliation, whatever you want to call it, by the technical term reconciliation. The Republicans unanimously oppose the Democratic proposals, there's no question about it. So no Republican support. The only chance of getting it through is to bypass the whole idea of bipartisanship that was part of, you know, that kept getting promoted during the whole 7-hour healthcare summit on Thursday, last Thursday, where you had people from both parties there, bipartisan. And at this point, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to have the votes. But will they have enough votes to, will they even get to the point where they have enough votes to get through any of the legislation? And nobody wants, I guess nobody on the Hill, or I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot of people don't want that up or down vote on health care. They say it doesn't make sense. They don't want to raise their hands for that. So, you know, will health care get passed, health care reform in any form get passed this spring? If time is up and they're going to fix the system by trying to rely on the option, then I guess the answer to that is yes, but will it really fix the problem? Speaking of fixing the problems, the blame game next when it comes to that massive earthquake in Chile. We'll talk about it next.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
So lots of conversations still to be had, I believe, on health care and what did the summit accomplish after that health debate? Did anything change? And is this bill bipartisan? Certainly not. John McCain just blasted the bill along with plenty of the other Republicans, and there's no question that it's in its current form that it's going to be passed the way it is unless you have the reconciliation. And that's a lot of the discussion on the Sunday shows, a lot of discussion on America Tonight. Hey, folks, Kate hanging with you everywhere in between the nooks and crannies. And I'll tell you, you'd have to be living under a rock not to know that yet another country slammed with an earthquake. And Chile, unfortunately, their number was up this time, 8.8 on the Richter scale. You start to see the 7s and the 8s, forget it. And this quake could end up costing probably $30 billion. So far in lives, 708, but that's just confirmed. And the total's going to be higher. I'm sure that's going to jump. Even the president of Chile is saying that. It's too early in the recovery period in that process to give you a hardcore number. But what's happened in the meantime, I said the blame game was coming up on ATN. I don't get this deal. You had scientists who were warning there could be a tsunami. So there was panic in Hawaii. There was a little bit of panic going on in some of those islands and all of those islands in the Pacific Rim, 52 plus. You had people that were running for nobody got killed. It wasn't a trample situation, but everybody was looking for higher ground. And I say that was the smart move because we know what happened in 2004 in Indonesia, what happened with that earthquake and the people paying the price with their lives. Frankly, there were a lot of Americans on vacation who found themselves fighting for their lives. They couldn't believe it when that tsunami came in. So would you want to have risk that with the sensors and all the things that they have in the ocean? They can only calculate that way. So I think the scientists did their job. Now, the Chilean minister wasn't kind either. I mean, the blame game wasn't just a bunch of bummed out tourists who said, oh, wow, I lost some hours on the beach in Honolulu. You had some criticism here from the defense minister who said that the Navy made a mistake by not immediately, and he's saying on their end, it was the opposite, that they made a mistake by not immediately issuing a tsunami warning after the earthquake because there were some people on the coastline there that could have gotten to higher ground. And that was huge, because if they had had an alarm that was sounded earlier, it could have saved hundreds, maybe even thousands of lives. So that was a very big mistake. 8.8 quake. 8.8. Wow. And a lot of those coastal areas just slammed by the waves, just slammed by this quake. You know, I looked at a map and I was looking at all the little towns not even too far from Santiago, and it was pretty bad, pretty scary stuff. And once, you know, boom, it happens. There's all kinds of stories when it hits these villages, like the San Juan Batista village, which is a place on Robinson Crusoe Island. It's a port area, and you just got that water that races across the Pacific, and you're concerned about the other areas, other nations, about what the waves could be like, even as far as, they were talking about even as far as Australia and Russia even, and Tonga and Japan, and, you know, it didn't happen. They got some bigger waves, but it didn't happen. However, the waves in the coastal towns, that was bad. I mean, that hit lots and lots and lots of people who were wiped out. They don't even know really at this point. They don't have any idea as to what ultimately, how many lives just alone on the water end the earthquake has taken. But boy, it's crazy in this aftermath of trying to figure out, okay, what do we do? It's that whole crash course that you get in pulling this country together and in all these remote areas too, because some of them are remote areas. I mean, you have people, everything is just leveled in Concepcion where it hit. You have to worry about the looting problem. So they're appealing for, hey, guys, help us. Anybody out there, throw us a lifeline on the international front. We want it. NATO, anybody, anyone can help us get over here. Anybody, UN folks, anybody who can help us get over here. Because you had thousands of people that, once again, just like in Haiti, don't have drinking water, don't have electricity, don't have working facilities, anything. And you have these hospitals that are set up like tents, MASH units, and temporary bridges, whatever they can do to try to relieve people. You have firefighters crawling around looking for people that might have survived because apartment buildings are falling apart. And, you know, what they had to do is, they had to stop temporarily and looking for people because of tear gas that was fired. They had to fire tear gas. The looting was that bad since people were walking away with anything they could find. So they started to shoot, the police there started to shoot tear gas because you can't have, you know, people are trying to defend their stuff and they can't do it. They're worried about how much chaos will be created, how out of control it will be, even for just the basic supplies, if that continues. Because, hey, the people are desperate. They're living in the apartment one minute, and the next thing you know, they're on the ground looking for people, and then the reality hits them that they've lost everything. And then there's always this part of it, too. Who's in the hospital? What about the jails? And you had inmates who escaped from a prison. And a lot of these guys that were behind bar, I guess at least a handful of them, were robbing banks. So that's exactly what they were trying to do. But, oof, how frightening. Here we go again. And how many earthquakes have we had in how many places? And you're talking hundreds of miles of the central and southern coastline, the towns. Massive, massive damage. You basically picture this in your mind if you haven't seen any of this. You have cars that are on shattered homes and boats that are just lifted off the ground from the waterfront area that all of a sudden are in the middle of town, and cabanas washed away, and I mean anything that you can possibly think about. The biggest wave that was reported was a 9-foot wave that was reportedly seen in one of the coastal towns called Puchilimu, and that they saw that wave, somebody saw that wave come in, and it certainly did some damage to some of the people that were along there. And Chile was, you know, this was a country. You look at some of these Latin American countries, they were doing well, and this is now putting them behind the eight ball with this earthquake, and it was pretty close, like Concepcion, like I said, to Santiago. So the specifics are 56 miles northeast of that city, the depth 22 miles, and it happened at 3:34 on Saturday. And the quake was so powerful that it actually shook, you know, you could actually feel it in Buenos Aires, and they felt it as far away as Sao Paulo in Brazil, and that's 1,800 miles to the east. So you can imagine people were like, whew. Somebody said to me, wow, what's going on with Mother Nature? I mean, is Mother Nature just out of control? We're seeing all of a sudden all these earthquakes, but it seems like it's, you know, all of a sudden we're more active with the seismic activity. So what's happening? And, you know, have we been more active over the past couple of years, or what is this? You know, this starts that whole thing where the discussion heats up about global warming and what's going on with the earth. And then doomsday sayers, same deal, they'll jump on this, and this is a warning of things to come. So the other thing it creates, besides the panic and the sadness and the concern for the people, is on the world stage, the discussions that then come out as a result of these earthquakes that we're seeing. And like I said, one of the big things is, well, is this related to what's going on with the earth and climate change? And, you know, this climate change deal, and we're going to talk about this, the errors that happened with that, with the IPP, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the UN's deal, and the doctor there, normally would be just such giant news. But because we're dealing with blizzards in the east and now this earthquake in Chile and then what happened in Haiti, I think somehow people are a little bit distracted. But we're going to talk about this on the flip side. What's going on with the push for climate change and global warming, the big buzzword? That's next on America Tonight.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928 928- 928-0408. That's 928-0408. No tea works like getthetea.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold? IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
All right, I'll jump into the UN and what's going there with the climate change and some of the big conferences that are scheduled in a minute. But you know this from the top of the hour. I was talking about the wrap-up of the Olympic Games, the United States with 37 medals, 9 gold, the biggest haul for a country in Winter Games history anyway, and the Canadians with 14 gold medals. My prediction off, I said 10 gold and 30 medals in all. I'm glad they exceeded those expectations, I have to say. Let's go to Christina in Sweden. Hey, Christina, thanks for hanging through. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Hey, your country, Sweden, 11 medals, 5 of them gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze.
Yes, and curling. Don't forget curling.
Curling is big.
Curling is big here in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
They played a great game, both teams.
Absolutely.
Do you know the last stone?
Do you know how to curl? Do you know how to do that?
No, I don't. I don't think I can even stand on the ice.
I don't think. Listen, I tried one time. Someone was trying to show me. I can't even move that rock thing. I don't know.
The rock? No. Standing on the ice with pushing that thing down the ice.
Yeah.
No way.
I agree with you. It's too tough. It doesn't. You know, when you watch on the tube, in a way, it doesn't do it justice. But when you actually stand there, it shows you. Yes.
It looks so easy, and they look so relaxed, all of them. And it's just, you know, cruising down the lane.
Yeah, but it's not that way. You should be proud, though. Certainly, cross country the Swedes are great at cross country.
Yeah,
that is your thing. There's no question about it. I mean, you cleaned up everywhere, biathlon, cross country, all the way through, gold, no matter what it was, no matter what the distance was. That was the Swedes' event, absolutely.
But we have cross-country skiing, what do you call those, lines everywhere? Like my golf course down here, they have a skiing thing around the golf course. You can is we have lots of snow, so you can ski at all the holes, around the golf course.
Sure. So there's lots of opportunities to practice.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yes. Did you enjoy the games? Did you watch a lot of the games?
Well, it was in the middle of the night.
Well, don't they have replays? Don't they do any replays this week?
Yes. But then you already know what's happened.
That's true. Well, you tell everyone. You just, I don't know what the word is in Swedish, but you say, don't spoil it. Spoiler alert, whatever.
No,
stop it. Don't tell
you
me.
And you would, I listen to you and you spoil it.
So I was your spoiler. I'm so sorry. Oh, that's awful. I was the big spoiler for you. That's terrible. Oh, I feel badly. Yeah.
Hockey was good.
The hockey was good. The game was great, and it was, the Americans lost, but they can hold their head up proudly.
Oh, they hold their head up. It was down to the last, just like with the curling.
Yeah,
Canadians were great.
Yeah, they absolutely. And I had a little bet with Sam in Montreal, so I had to sing the national anthem.
I heard it.
Oh, you did, Roy. You heard me say that the best thing about that anthem, short and sweet, baby.
Yes,
say it and get out. Sing it and get out.
Right.
Yeah. Christine, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Big spoiler. Hey, and she was talking about it. I mentioned what the Swedes walked away with in curling. They were great in curling, too. They got the gold, the women in curling. That was their thing. And I was serious about that. She's right. I couldn't even stand up without skates on. I definitely couldn't stand on the ice. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate. So you had to sing that poor, awful song, huh?
I did have to sing that song. We're going to post it on the website, but yes, I did.
Oh. Well, at least you paid your debt, right?
Oh, yeah. I would never. If I said I was going to do it, I'll do it.
You'd think the Canadians would change the thing. I mean, so many even their own people complain how boring it is, you think they'd, come up with a new one or something like that. I mean, they got some great rock and rollers up there. At least they gave us that, right? So,
good singers.
They could come up with something else. But, no, hey, I don't care much for hockey, Kate. In fact, I think about 80% of America doesn't really care much for hockey. But
Wait a second. Do we have some boo? Hey, Minnesota, do you care about hockey? There's people in that studio audience. Are we getting some boos or some applause? He says that Don says 80% of America doesn't care about hockey. What's the reaction to those people there? Listen, you. I grew up in a hockey town. We care about our hockey.
Well, you had a kid that was on the team, that Brady, or was his name, Brady James, I think, is it? What was his name?
From Cherry Hill.
From Cherry Hills, yeah. But honestly, Kate, I mean, if you look at the popularity of the four major sports, and then I'd even say that soccer is almost probably even right now in the United States with hockey. But it doesn't matter. The fact is, I watched the game and I was really surprised, to be honest with you, that they got the tying goal with 24 seconds left. I kept thinking, America's always been one of those guys to try to tie it up at the end. But then, these guys, I've always laughed. I've said they look like girly men, out there. But, boy, that kid, he looks like a girly boy. I mean, holy cow, that Crosby kid, he looks like he's 15. Is he ever going to look older than 15? I'm like,
He does look young. I will give you that. Yes, he does look young.
The kid can play hockey. There's no doubt about it. He's probably one of the best players in the world. But, my goodness, maybe they ought to give him fake facial hair or some girl, let him grow a beard or something like that. Make him look tougher. I mean, some of those guys look pretty tough, but we ended up winning the total medal count, but the Canadians won, 14 gold, which, of course, I guess they said they'd never won a gold on their home turf before, so they broke that jinx, but I just wonder how long we'll be hearing about, we won more gold than you guys,
That's the story. Those are the stories, some of the storylines that came out of it, absolutely. But, hey, we got the most medals all over. I mean, that was huge for the Americans. There's a lot of things to be proud of what the United States did with Sean White and Lindsey Vonn, Bodie Miller, Apollo Ono, all those. There's a million stories.
Well, you know, the best part about Lindsey Vonn was the fact that I was starting to enjoy watching the crashes. I was like, you know, revisiting the agony of defeat again, you know. I mean, it's like you could pretty much guess she was going to wipe out again. And unfortunately, she didn't get too hurt, you know, during the whole thing. But anyway, though, we just keep moving on. You got the Oscars next weekend. Spring training open is starting, I think, this week, next week. And, you know, it just seems one thing after another. And, you know, I guess just to talk a little bit about the other subject, Kate, you know, with the global warming, you know, they talk, you know, science is, you know, I mean, some of the guys that were sitting there saying that we're causing it with CO2 have come back and said that the science was bogus and it was just, you know, it's just this big scam to boost green energy versus, you know, the way we've been, you know, coal energy, except, you know, dirty energy, whatever you want to call it. But then the other cases is that, you know, a lot of people have been just saying, well, this is just, you know, Mother Nature doing her own thing, you know, and that she just doesn't really, she doesn't have any respect for who lives on top of her soil, you know, and so it's kind of like, you know, that was something. I tell you, 8.8, you know, I told you I grew up in Japan in high school, and I was in a couple big ones when I was over there, Kate, and have you ever been in a really big earthquake before?
You know what, I was in the earthquake, remember the Bay series, the earthquake there,
Oh, yeah.
I was just a kid out of school, and it was the Giants and Oakland, your team Oakland. I was just outside of the Bay Area and felt the aftershocks, and it was brutal for me. I mean, what do I know about earthquakes? And yeah, I was doing TV stuff, and so I had to interview people that were just crawling around looking for things, and yeah, it was nasty. How about you? You've been in a bunch of different weather things. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, well, the weird part about it is when you're at a quake like that, especially one that strong, it's like afterward, you know, and they said this thing went on for a minute and a half. I mean, they were rocking and rolling for a minute and a half. The ground was shaking. And the problem that happens is that your equilibrium and your brain doesn't reset, you know. It just, you actually, after it happens, you feel like you're still, you know, moving around, like, for next hour or next few minutes or whatever, and it's really a weird feeling. I mean, it's something I wouldn't, you know, you almost feel like you're dizzy and passed out and gonna fall down, you know, but fortunately, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't sound like too many people have died from this one as compared to what happened in Haiti.
Yeah.
But still, you know, it is, you know, we are coming up on 2012, Kate, you know, so, just kidding.
2012, baby. Yeah, you know that movie comes out on DVD this week.
Yeah, it's warming up, isn't it? So
yeah.
I guess back to the science of it. You know, if it's just Mother Nature doing her natural course, you know, there's nothing we can really, we can really do about it. And I guess if you want to argue that it's that we're, you know, or you can argue that we're the ones causing, you know, global warming, which I would have no clue what that would have anything to do with earthquakes and the plates shifting. I can't see any connection there. I mean,
I can't either. I think global warming, a lot of it is just, it was there for profit. And it's easy to push that out if scientifically, get enough people to go down that road. And then you saw what happened with the, I call it the scam, was cracked open by all those emails and, you know, I'll tell you, and having to pay for this whole cap and trade thing and having taxes go up in that direction, I think is a huge mistake. Don, thanks. Till our next conversation. Stay with us. Much more to come on this carousel. Sports next, in fact, here on ATN.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Watch where this puck ends up. Brown taking the puck hard to the net. Roberto Luongo with the stick, and he pulls it in, actually. And then a quick little stick there of Patrick Kane. And look where this puck ends up, right on the goal line. So one face off by Sidney Crosby.
Trouble there, and a shot stopped by Miller. Rebound, score! Meanwhile, it's brought back ahead by Getzlaff. He's got a man up the wing. It's Marlowe. Jammed it to him. Loose puck, score! Out of steaming ahead is Ryan Kessler, Vancouver Canucks American-born player. Here's Kane, a shot, score! A deflection! It's 2-1! Patrick Kane able to filter it across. Ryan Suter has it there, threw one that rattled around behind. Pavelski there, flipped one in front. Kane, a shot off of them. They score! Zach Parise out of a netbound scramble, and the game is tied! Miller guides it away to the corner. Crosby up with it there. Punched along to Jerome McGinley. Crosby scores! It's over! The gold medal to Canada!
Sidney Crosby, who ended up netting that goal. You just heard the description there. Canada beating the U.S. 3-2 in overtime. Were you watching this one? Even if Don says 80% of us don't care about hockey, I disagree. I think more Americans care about hockey than he thinks. But regardless, in this case, you're talking about the Olympics. It couldn't be bigger to have the underdog Americans, because let's face it, Canada's all about hockey. It's us, it's ours sport. We started it a billion years ago. But, you know, you get my drift, and that they had to win this. So they did. And Sidney Crosby was the guy who was able to do it. Silver for the Americans. Ryan Miller, the goaltender for the United States, was incredible. He won the MVP, should have gotten the MVP, was amazing. You could tell he was not happy by not winning, but that's, you know, truly, that's a top-notch athlete. They didn't want to win silver. They wanted to, after all this time and all the hockey that was put into this, all the back-to-back games and whatnot, and then having to take off and jump right back into the NHL while others are resting, you know, this was a big deal. And I guess Miller wasn't expecting that wrist shot, and that was it. And it was a whole bunch of hurt, I think, for some of the American guys because they came so close, so tough when you come so close. But it was a great game. It was fun. It was fun to watch. Zach Parise, incredible. And that goal that with just 20-some seconds, man, I'm telling you, I was just fit to be tied. I was jumping through the ceiling in my place. It was incredible. And that's the best way to say it. But it was Crosby that ended up being the Canadian man, 22 years old. Don said he looked like he was 15. He does look young, but he is a stud on the ice, and he certainly was. He certainly was in that tournament, in that Olympic venue. That was just the one blip on the radar screen, though. Overall, in the medals, I've been saying this, the Americans walk away with 37, 9 gold, 15 silver, including that Olympic ice hockey one, 13 bronze. So they set a record for a country with the most medals at a Winter Olympics game. So there's a lot to be proud about. And Canada set a record for gold medals with 14, and they ended up with 26 all together. Matt, you were watching this game, I'm sure. You were one of the many to be counted among the rated. It was a thrilling hockey game to watch, don't you think, nevertheless?
Yeah, it was very exciting to watch, and I definitely, I don't know, we came so close to scoring so many different times. Even that very first where the Luongo stopped it, but then the puck was just sitting there on the goal crease, and anybody could have tapped it in, and no one got it done. And then you get the thrilling goal-to-goal in overtime. I don't know, it was a really great game, actually, like just overall. There was,
yeah,
it was physical, it was up and down, just really entertaining, I think.
Yeah, to go into overtime like that, I mean, you know, it could have ended up 2-1, but to get that goal as time is pretty much taken away, that was incredible. And then you get the ice has to get cleaned. You're thinking about it. There's still more hockey left, and then the Canadians win it. But it was a good game from anybody. You've watched hockey. I've watched hockey. From somebody who likes the game, watching it, this was a great game for a lot of people to see.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, going into it with just those couple seconds left, I was like, man, how are they going to get a goal here? And it just, you know, they pulled the goalie, got the six attackers out there, and somehow snuck it by with Parise there. And I was jumping up and yelling and having some fun. That's
yeah,
for sure.
So was I. I was the same way. And that was one. And so it still was a bright moment in the games. You know, then you can look at what are the other exciting moments. I mentioned Apollo Ohno before. Most decorated American winter athlete of all time, 8 medals, and he's not really saying if he's going to be back for the games in Russia or not. And he wins a silver, 2 bronze at the Coliseum. That was huge. Then you have Evan Lysek that skates to that gold medal in men's figure skating. When do you see a man from the U.S. do that? And the answer is never, because you have Yevgeny Plushenko, who is so incredible and always seems to win. He ended up with the silver medal. You had Lindsey Vonn, who had a injured shin, and in the, you know, downhill, she wins gold. It's huge. She also threw in a bronze in the Super G. You had Sean White. He gets his second consecutive Olympic gold medal, beating the field in just one run. Then for the victory lap, or it's called really run, he does the double McTwist 1260, which was, I mean, like death defying watching him do that. So that was, it was exciting, and there were some very big moments. I think Seth Westcott also in snowboard cross was thrilling. Julie Mancuso with 2 silver medals. You may have a different take on what you thought were the big moments of the game, and there were, I mean, not just the Americans, Canadian Joni Rochette winning the ladies figure skating after winning bronze in the figure skating after her mother's sudden death just a couple of days before she even took the ice for a short program. It had to be, imagine what was going through her head, how tough that would be, but she pulled it out, showing that you can, you know, anything's possible if you just believe and think that you can do it. So it gives us a break from all the things that we're railing about and just remind you, hey, you know, you live in this free country. You got kids that grow up and they want to be Olympic athletes, and somehow they push through and they manage to do it. Let's go to Jerry, who's listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, hi, Kate. I think it was exciting overall, the Olympics this year. It was memorable. I mean, there were heartwarming moments. And then, you know, Rochette's, her mother died. Mm. It pulled on your emotions. It made you all cry, you know?
I think so, too. I think it was good. I think it was cathartic. I mean, we have, in the United States, we have all these things that we're just brewing about with our politicians. And it was a good little side bar for us to watch that and just that pure competition to see it. I agree.
Yeah, I think it was a great, great Olympics this year. Weather was terrible, but it was great anyway. But what I wanted to talk about, you know, the quake that happened in Haiti and then the quake that happened, you know, in Chile. You know, I want to commend the Haitians, how patient they were, because they, you know, they sat and waited for the supplies, and the Chileans just, 2 days later, they're looting all the stores, you know?
I know.
Isn't that a big difference, you know, of attitude and, I don't know, just the way you look at things? I mean,
I would agree, but the only problem, the thing is you have to remember is Haiti is so poor, man. They didn't have the kind of stores that Concepcion does in Chile,
see how materialized the world is, and the Haitians, you know, they're a poor country. But you would think they would be the ones that would start looting, but they did not. They waited, I think, at least a week before they just knew that those supplies weren't going to get to them, and they were darn hungry, you know.
Yeah.
But the Chileans, heck, they didn't wait 2 days, you know. I just found that rather interesting, you know.
Well, it's interesting to compare and contrast. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jared, thanks for your thoughts.
Okay.
We're up against it. It's interesting to compare and contrast the two earthquakes, but there is a big difference in the countries. So you got to remember that. You know, Chile is completely different than Haiti. But, hey, I'll say this. The looting is terrible. She's right. It happened right away. So it was so awful that they're tear gassing places because they're worried about people and the possessions and also that creating more chaos. You don't want that when you're going in and trying to pull people out of rubble or finding if anyone's there. You can't deal with people running out with televisions and microwaves and all that other stuff, and you don't know if it's theirs or not. You have to just take their word for it. So absolutely, she's right on that part. Hey, you can send me your thoughts about anything on America Tonight or whatever else is up in your world at AmericaTonight.net.
Everybody is just on the feet screaming, kill, 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 this is ugly.
USA! USA! USA!
Son of a... That's gonna leave a mark.